Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Sometimes making economic choices based on what's best for the environment can come at an additional cost. But as Erica Marciak, instructor of information technology and decision sciences at Old Dominion University, explains, many companies are discovering that being green can help keep them out of the red.
When I tell people what I do, their most common response is, "And what exactly is green supply chain management?" The short of it is that green supply chain management tries to reduce the environmental impacts of making, transporting, using, and then disposing of stuff. The long of it, well, let's just say there are a lot of things involved in making that happen. Because when you're trying to address environmental issues, you can't just look at how things are made, or moved, or used, or thrown away. You have to look at all those things at the same time. For example, I could own a gas guzzler for a car, but if I only drive it 2,000 miles a year, I'm going to make less of an environmental impact than if I own a gas sipper and drive it 50,000 miles a year. Taking a comprehensive perspective is very important when working on green supply chains. Many companies used to think that focusing on environmental issues was a waste of time and money, so they either didn't do it, or they only did it when they had to. But soon, they began to realize that being green could actually be strategic, and not only save environmental resources, but also save money in the long term. At the same time, many consumers were changing what they valued in products and services, and they began to realize that if they wanted to make less of an environmental footprint, then the products and services they bought and used would also have to change. Today's top companies use environmental issues as an opportunity to make themselves better. And that's why green isn't just good for the environment, but good for business too.
That was Erica Marciak of Old Dominion University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
It's right.